It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
I'm Dan Rusinowski along with Brett Hedekin back at Enterprise Center in St. Louis. A very nice victory for the Sharks in front of a crowd of 18,096 in the home of the St. Louis Blues. This deals a devastating blow to the Blues' hopes to qualify for the playoffs, but it was a big pick-me-up for the Sharks as Mackenzie Blackwood picks up his 10th career shutout, second of the season, second as a member of the Sharks, and the San Jose Sharks win the first road game against a Central Division team this year. Here's how it all happened tonight. Lots to tell you about. The first period, though, was all Mackenzie Blackwood. It was 0-0 at the end of one, but the shots were 11-3 in favor of St. Louis, and Blackwood was off to a big start early on. Sharks move it down the ice with the Nico Sturm line jumping on, but a dump in by Bordalo turned right back by St. Louis. Here's Scott Perunovic, offensive defenseman across the line, feeds it in front, and a shot by Brandon Saad. He was trying to sneak it right through the five hole, but wow, what a save by Mackenzie Blackwood as he hangs onto it. That's one save. Now here's another one with the score nothing. Right now, Perunovic is playing catch with it in the corner. Back to the point, Kyrou. Shot blocked by Eklund. Perunovic, nice backhand pass. Kyrou the shot. Oh, and another great save by Blackwood with 14:20 to go in a scoreless first. That's the first 6 minutes of the game. Two amazing saves by Blackwood, and it continued. Cunning leads for Eklund, but it's a little too far. But Eklund will reach it first with that blazing speed. Centering attempt there for Cunning. It's off the stick. I think the goaltender got a piece of that, and the Blues back the other way. Lead pass, breakaway, moving in. Oh, what a save by Blackwood on a backhand attempt by Braden Shen. An incredible save by Blackwood with less than 8 minutes to go. And the rebound is deflected up over the glass and out of play. And this Blues crowd is really excited about the way that their team is playing. Yeah, but the Sharks were really excited about the way Mackenzie Blackwood was playing. I think that save he made on Shen was maybe one of his best.
That was a spectacular stop there on Shen at the back door, Dan, and he just was really good here the first 15 minutes of the game because he had to be. Sharks didn't show up on time. I think David Quinn gave his team a little bit of a talking to, and they finally responded there. That's the last 5 minutes of the first period.
That was one of our Toyota top keys, was to start the game on time. Blackwood definitely did. The team didn't, but they came out in the second period and changed all that after that talking to that Brett was talking about from Coach David Quinn. Philip Zadina would take advantage of a turnover and score unassisted at 8:30 to put the Sharks on the board. San Jose had a brief power play that was stopped. St. Louis had one too. Dumped into the San Jose, the St. Louis zone by the Sharks. And the line of Zadina along with Carpenter and Sturm out there. Zadina shoots, score! Zadina walking out of the corner, made no mistake by snapping one from just inside the faceoff circle, and beats Hofer to put the Sharks on the board. They lead it 1-0, and Philip Zadina ends an 8-game pointless drought with a beauty. That was a beautiful shot. He sniped it for his 13th of the year, unassisted for Zadina at 8:30. Sharks won, Blues nothing, and as it turned out, that was the game-winning goal. But the Sharks had much more to give offensively, and a tremendous effort all night long by that top line. Fabian Zetterlund working so hard, coming up with a primary assist after William Eklund made a remarkable play to get him the puck, but the finish came from the man who always seems to finish things off. That's Mikael Granlund. Off the draw, here come the Sharks moving in. Granlund, Zetterlund shooting it, stick save, rebound off the post. It's loose, they score! Granlund in front, getting underneath the stick of the goaltender. Sharks up 2-0. I want to talk about that goal, Brett, because I didn't get it into the call, but William Eklund made a brilliant play to get that puck to Zetterlund, and then it was all those two guys.
Yeah, it was a breakout play at the left-hand hash mark, Dan, where William Eklund going over to the boards along the dasher there, looking left, looking right, knew what was coming down on him. The defenseman was there, but he ends up getting to the puck quicker than flipping it out into the neutral zone that created the two-on-one scenario. Granlund created a turnover, yes, because they tried to thread it through, but it ended up coming back to Zadina, shot off the goalpost, in behind, and Granlund scooped it up to put it in the net.
So 2-0 Sharks. Granlund his 12th from Zetterlund and Eklund. Granlund getting another 10 by on the points total. He has reached 50 on the season. It is the fifth time that Mikael Granlund has had a 50-point year. But the Sharks kept pressing, even with the 2-0 lead. And with 2:02 left, a man from the St. Louis area who grew up here and loved the St. Louis Blues growing up scored a pretty big goal. Here comes Bailey out to center as Flynn got hit hard by Blais. Moving up across the line, it's dropped back, but in the neutral zone, it's going to be played back in. Dump behind the net, it's out in front. Bailey's got a chance, and the shot score! Luke Cunning gets the rebound on the play. He puts it home. And the Sharks are up 3-0, and the hometown kid comes through, Cunning, ending a 19-game goalless drought on a broken play in front after the Blues stopped the first chance, but Cunning went upstairs, and it's 3-0 San Jose. Well, the last time that Cunning scored a goal was February 15th in Calgary. He had 2 goals that night. He had no goals and 4 assists in his previous 19 games. But the look on his face was just one of joy and a little bit of relief, too.
I didn't realize that Cunningham had a really nice release there when he's got that puck on his stick. He doesn't waste a lot of time, and he didn't on that one, fortunately. That puck pounced loose. Good job by Bailey on the hustle. But when it got to him, boy, he released it and then went top corner for his 9th of the year.
That was at 17:58, unassisted goal, but a little kudos to Bailey for the pressure just before that. Didn't get it because it went off of St. Louis, but Cunning's 9th made it 3-0 at the end of 2. Sharks outshot the Blues 12-3 in that second period. And in the third, how about this? St. Louis would outshoot the Sharks 22-5. So the totals for the game, 36 for the Blues and only 20 for the San Jose Sharks. But with 4 minutes to play and the score still 3-0, Blues coach Drew Bannister decided to pull his goalie, kind of a tactic that David Quinn has used a number of times and a lot of other coaches have. But in this case, a defensive play and a smart feed up the ice by Jan Ruda finished off the scoring. Blues setting up far side of the ice. Kyrou puts it through the man. Centering attempt there by Thomas, blocked by a fallen shin pad, basically. The Sharks fell down to the ice. Nice clear toward the net. Score! Jan Ruda intercepts the puck right in front of his goal, and he sends it right down the middle for an empty net goal, and the Sharks lead 4-0. I think that shin pad was pretty key to it because that was a centering play. One of the Sharks went down to the ice and blocked it, and then it came out to the front of the net, and Ruda just looked up the middle and saw the clear ice and just deposited down the ice into the empty net.
It was a good defensive play by Mario Ferraro, Dan, on one of their better players, Robert Thomas, in the corner. He got in there first, won that 50-50 battle. It ends up popping loose there where Sturm came in to kind of give a little assistance, and then he kind of gets it over to Ruda, then just fires it on a one-time scenario and splits the upright, 4th of the year on the empty netter.
And so it came down to the final seconds, and there was only one drama that had to be solved, and that was, would Mackenzie Blackwood get what should be a well-deserved shutout? Well, the Sharks made sure that that happened. Down to 12 seconds remaining in the game, and it's back at the St. Louis line. Perunovic walking behind his own net, and just count the seconds down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The horn sounds, and the entire Sharks bench comes out to say 1,000 thanks to Mackenzie Blackwood. He just picked up his 2nd shutout as a Shark and the 10th shutout of his NHL career. What a performance. Final score, the Sharks 4 and the Blues 0. Mackenzie Blackwood, an outstanding game, getting his 10th career shutout and 2nd as a Shark. And a really solid game by a lot of players, including the man we're about to welcome to our broadcast. William Eklund had 1 assist, but he did so much more than that during the course of this game with his energy and his intelligence. And he is our guest with Brett.
Thank you, William, for joining us. Got your 23rd assist on the season. I loved it, by the way. Really nice play along that left side wall in the defensive zone. How much have you grown in just that defensive area there along the boards this year? Because it feels like you've really come a long way.
Yeah, you know, you're going to learn through the season. And, you know, I feel like that's one part of my game that I need to get better at. And I feel like I'm better at it.
Yeah, I love the defensive play, the diving play that you made shortly thereafter there defensively. Talk about your goaltender tonight, because that assist probably wouldn't have happened. The win might not have happened had your goalie maybe showed up a little bit late to this hockey game. He didn't. He showed up on time. He really kept you guys in it early. How good was Blackwood from down there at ice level?
Yeah, you know, he showed up on time. He was playing really good today. You know, we know we're going into every game, we're going to have a goalie like that, and he... You know, he's an outstanding goalie in this league, so you know, he's giving us a chance to win every game.
Well, looking at your line with Bailey and yourself and Luke Cunnan within a goal here tonight, you with the assist with the Zetterlund line with Granlund, but overall, what's that been like playing with that group there? Because it looks like you guys are really adding a lot of energy, making a lot of nice plays.
Yeah, you know, I feel good. Those two guys are two hard workers. You know, Bailey, obviously, one of the fastest guys in the league, so you know, I'm just trying to do my thing in that line and be as creative as I can and, you know, keep going from there.
Well, last question I need to ask you. You watched the college hockey game last night, I hear?
Yeah,
I did. How was it?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, when my first college experience, you know, Bordy told me it's not the real experience, but, you know, it was fun to see.
That's great. Well, hey, congratulations on a really good game. You've been playing some terrific hockey last five games. You got 2 goals and 3 assists. How much of that confidence rolling right now for you? How good do you feel?
I feel good. It's fun to play hockey.
William, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, San Jose Sharks forward there. Nice enough to join us after the game. A big win here tonight at Enterprise Center in St. Louis.
And how about this? It's the first Sharks regular season shutout in St. Louis since March 1, 2008. Brian Boucher, in his Sharks debut, made 24 saves in a 2-0 win. Goals in that game, Mike Greer and Joe Pavelski. Greerzy's goal was shorthanded, but it's been that long since the Sharks have had a shutout here. And also, goals by Missouri natives in St. Louis by opponents. Luke Cunnan's got 2. He's one of only 3 players that has 2 or more. Clayton Keller has 6, and Pat LaFontaine had 9 in his NHL career. But this is a big night for Luke, too, to finally get that goal after a lengthy drought without putting the puck in the net, and he did it in his hometown. The San Jose Sharks' long winless streak is over at 9 games. They're now 17-48-8, 42 points, while the Blues fall back with their 31st loss of the year. This is a devastating loss for St. Louis, only their 13th at home. They still have 82 points, but they needed this one, and their hopes have dwindled a little bit in the attempt to get back into the playoff conversation. Final score again, Sharks 4, Blues nothing. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.